This is the theme to Elif Garris's life.
Is it to your life theme? Elif? Is it?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm taller than you when I don't wear heels.
Elif Garris is with us. Elif is the executive producer of the John Williams Show here on WGN. How's John doing?
He's doing much better. He'll be back today.
All right, good. And you have put together, you've been writing, what, since high school, since you were a little girl?
Yeah, I've been writing in general since high school. I've loved it. And then in college, because I love music, I decided to combine the two passions and write about music.
Oh, perfect.
And now
perfect.
You have a blog?
Yes.
What's it
Let's
called?
Let's call it a column.
I don't know what to call it.
Professional.
What's the difference between those two, Elif, for people who don't know, like everybody?
A blog is like something that people just throw online and
right.
hope people read, and then...
But thought goes into a column.
Exactly.
All right. I'll buy into that.
It's called Radio Elif.
Oh, coincidentally, your name.
That exactly.
It works
that
out
weird?
Nicely, yes.
Yeah.
And where can we find it? The WGNradio.com website?
Yes.
All right, so when you say you're writing about music, what does that mean exactly? Are you writing about new music, old music,
the
combination?
You look like you're conducting an orchestra right now.
I'm using my hand a lot today for some reason.
And
I don't know
pen.
Why. Yes, right. So from the oboe section, answer my question, please.
You kill me every time.
Thanks, Elif.
You're welcome. I write music or concert reviews.
Oh,
that's my
excellent.
Focus.
Very good.
Yeah, and I sometimes interview artists before the concert or the I'll profile artists.
Name
sometimes.
Drop a little bit. Who have you talked to so far?
I've talked to Caravan Palace.
Nice.
Who's that?
They are the band that you just heard playing.
Oh, okay.
And who else? I've talked. Now I didn't write.
Are you blanking
this
on the names?
That happens all the time. It's like your brain goes somewhere else when
I'm
you're
ready,
put on
though.
The spot.
So when you're asking these bands or performers questions, is it like about their motivation or about their history? What kind of stuff are you getting out of them?
I want to know why they write the lyrics that they write and what they want their audiences to feel
yeah.
when they hear the songs. When I'm writing about concert reviews, I want to know why the audience bought the ticket to go to the concert.
Oh, I love question. It.
Right?
Very
and
solid.
So, because I want to know what part of the music resonated with them, and that's why the artists write their music in the first place.
Sure.
Right, they're just telling a story to music.
Exactly.
And they want to tell that story. Those are great questions.
Yeah,
are these
thanks.
People receptive to your questions?
In the bands, yes. They usually have a similar response to you, which is like, wow, this is, you're asking me, like the truest, you're asking me for the truest part of this song, and
yeah.
Sometimes I'll try and find out what it is from based on their interviews from the past, but
right.
it's not always in there. Sometimes it's very technical what they get into.
Have you ever heard lyrics to a song and thought to yourself, boy, this isn't at all what I thought the song was about. I thought the song was about a certain thing, but now that I've studied the lyrics a little bit, I couldn't be more wrong. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes. I'm trying to think of an example.
But I know that it seems, and I could be wrong, that younger people than us, Bill, and maybe it's just me, when I listen to a song, I can tell in like 10 seconds if I'm going to like it. That's my first opinion of it. Like, oh, God, I like the beat. It's catchy.
Sure.
Then I listen to the lyrics. And I think people who consume music now, the lyrics speak to them quicker than they did to me years ago. What are your thoughts on that?
I completely agree. I think, so there's a song by Queen, actually. We were just talking about them. It's called The Show Must Go On.
Mm-hmm.
And in the lyrics, you just hear, the show must go on. You just keep hearing those words. But after I saw the movie, the biopic,
yeah.
I just kept listening to that song and really listening to the words that he was singing. He says, inside my heart is breaking, outside the dawn is breaking, but inside my heart is breaking, something like that. Now, I sing this song, and I forgot what
I know.
The lyrics are.
Again, when you're put on the spot, you forget.
Yeah, but...
Is Wendy intimidating you? Be honest.
I think you are.
Is it me?
With your Steve Bertrand glasses and your conductor's wand.
You look good.
Thank you.
So you know what I've noticed about lyrics is they're much more specific now in that they will mention, like, I met you at the Starbucks.
Oh.
Something like that.
Starbucks wasn't around in the 60s.
No, but they're using brand names as part of just the lyric.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just a much more specific way of saying things.
Okay. So I have a really good example that just reminded me about.
Mm-hmm.
Kimbra, the singer that was actually here not that long ago, has a song called High Def Distance Romance. And that song is about a long-distance relationship she had that failed, or that ended, I should say. And she literally talks about the pixels in the Skype images that go in and out,
right,
and how it makes it so hard to communicate with your loved one
who is
miles and miles away.
Yeah.
And she was so specific about it. I was like, I'm writing about these words.
Right.
So that's a really good example.
Perfect
Steve.
Example. Yeah. Has music changed dramatically in the last 20, 30, 40 years, do you think? Or is good music still always going to be good music?
Well, when I was a teenager 30 or 40 years ago,
I'm like, wait a minute, that's not right.
I'm waiting for you to crack a joke.
No. You're ageless and timeless. When you were a teenager.
Last week.
Yeah.
I think that we have gone back to using synthesizers a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll hear a lot of like warpy sounds in music. I just saw Empire of the Sun last Saturday night. And what they do is there's one part where like you feel like you're in a spaceship because it's like shaking you,
mm-hmm.
the sound of the synthesizer. And so that's something that they relied on a lot back then.
Yeah.
Another thing is guitar solos don't seem all that prevalent.
I know, and it needs to be brought back. I'm sorry, that's the true classic rock and roll where you always had this awesome guitar solo. It's like guitars aren't used that much anymore. I know they're part of the band, but that's not what the focus is.
I think bass is more...
It's all about that bass.
I was
just thinking
that. Is
that true, Wendy?
Yeah. I think
you should write a song about that.
All right.
That would be excellent. Can you stick around for a little bit?
I sure can.
Right. We'll take a little break. Elif Garris is here. She's talking about her column. If you have any questions or comments, we're at 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Be afraid of the cold. They'll inherit your blood. A brainwashed illusion. After meet the flood. Be afraid of the lame. They'll inherit your life.
That is singing and playing piano, Bill.
I know.
Who is that?
It's Elif Garris, our guest, Wendy. She's a producer for Walk of Fame, John Williams, on WGN.
Walk of Fame.
That's gone right to his head, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's why
he doesn't show up for work anymore since he got that honor. It's crazy.
Right.
Elif is a columnist. She writes about music over at WGN Plus, Third Coast Reviewer. If somebody asked you the questions that you're asking other musicians, what would your answer be? Why are you doing this? Why are you writing lyrics and singing and things?
Because those specific artists that I cover are resonating with me in a way that nothing else does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but when you hear something or when you smell something, when you touch something, it makes you feel, when you smell something, it reminds you of something from 20 years ago.
Sure.
Right? Immediately, it's like a snap in your brain. You go, I was in Paris in July this year, and I remember my mom was wearing this perfume.
Mm-hmm.
And
everything is a bridge to something else.
Exactly.
Right?
And that particular song is by Regina Spektor. It's called Après Moi.
It means after me.
Correct.
In French.
Yes.
Oui,
yes.
Oui.
No, I'm good.
Okay. We'll just stay in here then. And in the song, it's very empowering, and I learned it when I was in college, and I went through a really depressive phase when I was in college for like numerous reasons. I was fine, but I just went through this weird.
Did music get you out of it?
Yeah.
It did?
Completely.
Really?
Singing just was freeing for me. And
They've proven those studies time and time again, like brain injuries, sometimes Alzheimer's. It's like people hear a song and something clicks. It brings them back to something.
It's dementia. Yeah, yeah. And Alzheimer's. Yes. Exactly. There's a documentary on that. I forgot what it's called. But
you should write about that in your next Radio Elif column.
That's a great idea.
There you go.
Interview people on
Music
that.
Soothes the savage beast. I just thought of that now. No one else has ever said that.
Oh, my God.
That.
I
That's
love
from
that.
Me.
We should ask Elif a question so we could play this. It's
What is that?
That's the Siri Elif version.
Oh, that's you doing that on John's show? I thought that was real.
No, that's the real
Wait, that guy's not really Thomas Jefferson who's on the show all the time either? No, that's real.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that part's real.
Come on.
All right, we just got a text when we said guitar solos are not really happening anymore.
Is it from your son, Michael?
No, it's from your brother-in-law, Kevin Richter, our former producer, who said guitar solos are not dead. You just have to look in the right places. And
they
then I called him a Rush lover, and we moved on.
Oh,
that's true.
Can I ask you a music question? Because I don't know, I don't know enough about music to understand this.
Yes.
But I notice every once in a while in a song, and I'm going to use Imagine Dragons as an example. You know them,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Wendy, this is a bunch of dragons from Game of Thrones got together, formed a band. They're very popular. All right, so they sing a song called Thunder, and then all of a sudden you hear this. Listen to this.
Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
Is that a mosquito? Who's singing that?
It sounds like the chipmunk.
It sounds like they got a mosquito or a chipmunk to jump in with the Imagine Dragons. Instead of guitar solos, they're now training mosquitoes?
That's the bridge right there that you're listening to. Yeah, and the dragons got together and they found their mosquito friends
and they all
put them in a studio. And
the rest is history.
So is that categorized under auto-tune or is that
auto-tune,
just...
Auto-tune, big time.
Why is that so popular? To me, that is just a crutch to fall back on.
Mm.
I agree with you. I don't like auto-tune and... You know, I...
Cher started it. Did you know that?
Well, do you believe?
Yes. You can blame Cher.
I remember the day I first heard that with my sister and my mom. We were in the car at the shopping mall in England.
Yeah.
Listening to that song going, what is this? Is this a man or a woman?
Ah. It's so crazy.
Right.
I hate it.
Right.
It's no Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves that she sang so wonderfully before.
She doesn't need the auto-tune. It's very upsetting.
All right, we are running out of time. You want to read an excerpt from your latest Radio Elif, is that, or just one of your favorites?
It's my Regina Spektor review. Yes. So, all right, a little bit about what I told you before, but this is part of this review. I found two things most comforting in my late teen years, and those were my piano and the music that I chose to listen to. Après-moi is a song whose story, I believe, reflects on Spector's experiences of moving to the United States when her parents escaped Russian anti-Semitism. While I can't relate to that particular experience, I can confidently assert that that song is about persistence in rough times, both physical and mental. That song lived in my head as motivation for several challenges I faced through college, and sooner or later, emerged from my own fingertips and throat. Once I learned the song, I played it repeatedly, belting the words so I could heed them myself.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And as proof that you wrote and did things in high school, one of your supervisors from, I believe, LTHS is on the line. Is this Mike?
Yes, he is.
Is this Mike Baker?
Happy birthday, Elif, one day early.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh.
So how did you first get interested in radio?
I started doing radio in high school.
WLTL.
And Chris Thomas was my teacher there.
And he's still there.
Yes. And Mike Baker's family actually helped get me through college with a great scholarship.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's so
thank
nice.
You for that.
Well, Mike, we love that you're listening. Why aren't you listening to WLTL right now?
it's automation.
Oh, it's on automation.
Yeah, computer.
Wendy and I just sent a demo tape over, Mike. See what you can do.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Mike.
We really appreciate it. He's proud of you. My son worked at WLTL. What a great way to learn how to be on the radio. And you did some writing back in high school. Did you read, you read things on WLTL. Was it music reviews or was it something different?
I actually, we would just talk, we would just listen to music and shoot the crap about it.
Oh.
But that was
that's a radio show.
Right.
That was a good way for us to make friends. And there was a writing portion. We would write stories about, we just write fiction stories for the show, one of the shows that I did. And again, the writing passion comes through.
Good. It shows.
You can find it on WGNradio.com. It's Radio Elif. And what would you do on the John Williams show if you had to wrap up a guest because we have to take a commercial break? How would you tell him that? She's doing the signal.
Right.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Elif, it's so nice to hear from you and to have you on the air with us. We can find Radio Elif. Where's the best place to find it?
WGNradio.com. Thank you for having me.
It's all double spaced? No?
Just so that you can see with those new glasses.
Thank you, Elif. Thank you.
Thanks, Elif.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll get you some news and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand. He is sitting pretty in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.